When it comes to the Einayim, or like any Sugyan Avodas Hashem, you start looking into it and can go in a lot of different directions. You have V'hayu Einecha Ro'es Es Morecha, that seeing Tzadikim is something. We have looking at the Sefer Torah, it's part of Mishabura that there's an or that you could chat from looking in the Sefer Torah at Hagba. The Chanukah Neros, like Mordechai told me, makes your eyes halig. V'sechezena einenu v'shuvcha l'tzion v'rachamim. The eyes are going to see it. V'ho'er einenu. So v'secha. The eyes in Torah. V'einenu sirena malchusecha. So the eyes are everywhere. But clearly the first one to start with, maybe another time we could go into deeper in Yanim of the eyes, is Shmiras Einayim, Shmiras Hara'iyah. And with the summer upon us, Zach just told me, you can't go on the subways. So fairish is Zach. So how in Tavshin Ayin Hey Rabbono Shel Olam, how do we approach this? It's a pretty big question. And when I started thinking about it, it's mikatzah lakatzah. From one extreme to the next, when you think about what's out there. Meaning, Baba Elazar Abuchatzera, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, who was killed a few summers ago, he had a tunnel from his house to the shul. And that was the extent of his leaving his house. It was into a tunnel, into the shul, and back. And he had a hood to block his eyes. There's pictures of him with his hood. This is only a few years ago. That's one. I think even some of the Rav Shmuel Achever may have gone to see him. Maybe he was in Be'er Sheva. Rav Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg. When he goes from the place he meets people in this house, to the car, he closes his eyes for the four steps that he's going to take from the house to the car, and then pulls the shades in the car. I was there in JFK with Rav Tzvi Meyer. There's a lot of rumors about how this goes, but this is how it goes, because I heard things of this sort. He comes in with earplugs in his ears. Anytime there's an announcement, he like cringes and covers up his ears on top of the earplugs, and his eyes are closed the entire time, and he's just asking his gabam about which svarim they took to the flight. He's like, "Is Moshe? Did you get the Alshich? Wait, is the Or Chaim too over there?" And they're like, "Yeah, Rebbe, yeah, yeah." And like the gabbai's there with all the svarim, and then he gets to security, and the gabam go to the security, and they say, "You know, the rabbi doesn't really open his eyes. He doesn't like speak to women. He doesn't look and women," and they're trying to arrange it. So, totally eyes closed to the whole world. And Rav Aaron Cutler, there's a Maaser of Rav Aaron Cutler that, I've heard a few different girsas of this, but somehow it was Nizdame Lo Ra'iya Asura, that must have been pretty bad, like he had never seen before, and he went over to the corner, he started to cry, and he said that his Torah can never be the same after he saw such a thing. So from the Sephardi world, the Hasidic world, the Litvish world, we have that end of the spectrum. And then we know that there are screens of all shapes and sizes everywhere. In our pockets, in our houses, on the streets. And there's people who are fine with it. It's not even on the radar, like, you know, I drive down the turnpike. There's nothing wrong with driving on the turnpike. You know, I have something that I use for Kodesh and Chol, and I have this in my house. You all know what I'm talking about. So two ends of the spectrum. And then personally, I've also experienced both ends of the spectrum. When I was Zocha, for the years that I was only learning in Mir, before the Shraga days, before the Daniel Feldman Thursday night Chabura.
Anyone else that came, really?
Not as much as you. But it was the Daniel Feldman Chabura who got the award at the end of the year. I would get on from Moda Ani till Hamapil. There was not one Nisoyon in Shmir Zainayim on certain days. Why? Go to Shul, get onto the Mir bus. The Mir has specific buses just for the yeshiva. That's right at the end of your block. Takes you right into Beis Yisrael. If you need to drop off dry cleaning, there's a truck right outside the building. If you need to buy lettuce, you need to buy meat, everything, you need a haircut, everything is within that block, and there's kemat, no issues of histaklus anywhere. Take the Mir bus home, go inside, night seder. It was mamash not, like, I can think of even there were days that I probably did not see one lady the entire day. I mean, my wife, when I got home. So, on the other hand, this past Pesach, I was in the Miami Seaquarium. What was I doing in Miami? What was I doing in the Seaquarium? I don't know. I still don't have good answers to those questions, but it's the two extremes. So we find ourselves, you know, on the one hand, sitting here, look around, open your eyes, Kodesh Kedoshim, Mamish, and then on my way here, turning on one of the streets, fine. And it happens to all of us. Right now we're all hailing out there. Who knows what's going to be. So we'll start with the Chomer HaInyan. Zach told me that Ari Wallerstein has a very good shmooze on this, about the eyes and the things that could happen. So Mitzvah Shem is going to forward the Mar Makom. A couple of other minyanim of the Chomer HaInyan of Shmir Sinayim. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Acharei says that arayos are basically, these things are basically beyond our control. There's almost nothing we could do about them. It's a shenav shel shel adam mecham dosan va'onoso aleihem lasos. It's something that's the way the world works. We have a desire, and we have almost together of onus for these things. However, we have two things that's in our controls: the way that we look at things, or what we look at, and the way we think. He says once a person lets those break down, his kemat has no shmira anymore. So the shmira senayim and the shmira semachshava. The Mishnah Brura, based on I think two gemaras in Brachos, Chaf Dalet and Samach Aleph, says the following. When he's talking about Kriya Shema, what you could say in front of different levels of uncovered things. Aval inyan iser histaklus, this is in Siman Ayin Hei, Sifkatan Zayin. Aval inyan iser histaklus, lekulei alma hamistakel beisha afilu beetzba ketana. If a person sees even a small finger of an isha, kevan shem histakel ba lehanos. A person is looking for the wrong reasons. Over belav delos asur acharei enichem. Says in Torah, don't stray after your eyes. Va'amru shafilu yesh biado Torah maisim tovim. We learn all day. We do good maisim. Lo yinokem idino shel gehenim. Yeah. So it's pretty chomer. And the problem is, if I were to tell everyone in this chabura, like the guy sitting over there, whatever you do right now, don't look over there. Right? It's a famous psychological thing. If we have any psychology majors, probably explain it to us. But to say don't do that. It's just right. Gadol mitzuvah osa, mishayinu mitzuvah osa. Once somebody tells you to do something or not to do something, that's just an inner meshicha in order to do it. And a lot of the shmuzes and the svarim and the inyanim of Shmir Seinayim are like this, that it's just bad, which it is, bad. But when it comes to our Avodas Hashem and how we're going to be Ola in our Avodas Hashem, the answer is right over here. Sefer Vehare Einenu, which is part of the Kuntra Zadei program. It has the number here. In fact, one of the Rambam boys saw this. He called the number in Lakewood, and they got it delivered to him. They know it's such an emergency, the Shmir Sinaim of our door. It's been reprinted, I think, 13 times. And it's in English, maybe some other languages, because of the approach that he takes. He says here from Rav Chaim Friedlander. Chidesh lanu eitza nifla'a. It's a big chiddush in Avodas Hashem. Dimimakom ninko ba'afalas koch b'tzura sholeles. Instead of saying how bad it is, tzach lageshes l'mitzvah zu b'tzura chiyuvis. We have to take the positive approach. L'hagbir ba'atzmo, to make it great from within, ratzon uchuka lolis dakel. That we know why we don't want to be, we're trying to make it into a positive thing. Mitoki adias halev, al goldal hazchus va'otzem, ha-kedusha sh'yizka yidzeh b'kama inyanim. Because we know of the levels of kedusha that are there for us. U'betzura zu, sara ha-esnagdus ha-pnimis. Once we push aside how bad it is and think, I want the schusim, sha'ata ha-mavak enu ben hanah mesuyemes levitur. It's not like I could have this hanah, which my, you know, desire is for, and I can't have something else. Ela ha-mavak hu ben hanah zu leben hanah acher. So we have to realize that the other hanah that is possible with Shmiras Einayim is so much further, so much greater and beyond. And already, with that yediyah, says it changes the battle a little bit. Chazal say in Yerushalmi and the Yalka Shemoni, this everything, come out, everything is in here in the Kuntres. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yehavis li libcha ve'enecha. Hashem asks for two things from a yid. Lev, Rachmana liba bai, because we don't know how successful we'll be in our avodas Hashem, but if we give our lev to Hashem, that's the best we can do. Ve'enecha, and your eyes, ana yadana da'ata sheli. That's how Hashem knows. If you say, Hashem, my lev is for you, my enayim are for you, we belong, we come to the Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Yisrael Elia Weintraub says that we have no idea how much shchad there is for every second we try to be miskaber on the Yitzhara, even if we're not successful in the end. We look at it a lot of times with a gashmias perspective of it's all or nothing. I tried, I had a, you know, an hour ride, and then at the end I looked out the window and boom, and we lost it all. So he says it's mamish not like that, klapei shemayim. Shemayim, every single second that a person says, I'm going to try, that is chaviv ad ma'od to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if we end up losing, lo aleinu. Practically, there's a couple things that we could do. One is hachana before we go outside, to know that it's not going to be a simple situation. And part of that is curiosity. There's a lot to see. It's an amazing thing. I don't know if I've gone into a store yet in America and not been drawn to something that I didn't come for. Because like, that's the way it's designed, right? They put everything at the entrance of the store that you might want and you might need and looks good. And then everything at the register. So even if, let's say, you make it through all the aisles to get to where you want to go, but like, even on the way in and on the way out, it's just a mashicha and a mashicha, and forget about it. Then when you get into the big items, it's like, like, whoa, I don't have one of those, and maybe I need one. It's only half price. So Victor Miller says, come into the store and save. Stay out, you'll save a lot more. But it just shows you that, I mean, that we live in a world of curiosity, and bats, we don't need a thing. You need, you know, like right now, I need some more paper, some reinforced paper from Staples. I know if I go there, I can't just get paper. It's like going to be, you know, well, now they have this and that, and, you know, and it's going to be even within Torah. Like, you know, I could organize my notes better if I do this. And maybe I don't have a label maker still. You know, I always was thinking of getting a label maker. Curiosity. So it goes hand in hand. In fact, Rav Reuven Leichter, who is big Talmud of Revolvi, he gave 6 months of Vadim on the topic of Menuchas and Nefesh. That a person could walk in the street and doesn't need to look at what's in the street. He has what he has. He doesn't need, assuming he doesn't need anything. So we'll see something from the altar of Kelm in a little bit, but this idea of going out without the curiosity, he says here, Midas hasakronos. He says, Shemakmas hasakronos lamashakor b'ofen koli b'chali ha'ir. Because we're so interested in everything in the streets, our eyes start going all over the place. And the Eitzel, he says, is lahachlit hachlata gemura, to make a strong decision. V'nimretzes lifnei tzeisul rechob, before we go out into the street, she'ein lo shum inyan ladas ma holech berechob. I have no interest in knowing what's going on. U'makora sham elamatar achasilo lagil mechos chefso. I have a place to go. That's where I want to get. V'sulo. I saw Rabbi Forrest this morning going into the same place that I got the mezonos and the shahako. And I was thinking, maybe I'll ask him a shayla, like everybody else who sees him. So he parks his car, and I'm thinking that when he parks his car, I'll catch him as he's walking into the store. He parks his car, locks the door, and he just zooms. Like there's nothing else in his world, but like, I don't know what he's going in for. I would have loved to park again and see what he's doing in kosher world and how to get something and go out of there within 30 seconds. But he was just, there's no curiosity. He has svarim to write on all the topics. He's got kolos to run, a kehila. He's got yani kedusha. He's got no interest. Unless, of course, somebody has something to do in a certain place. But a lot of times, it's not that thing that's gonna get us off. It's this, I'm not sure. Maybe I'll miss something. I'll look around. So Rev Leichter was talking about this. Try one time going past stores and not looking at the stores. Even if it's stores that we have no interest in, we're just curious. Maybe they'll have a sign. Maybe it's a way. It's a Pesach, which is, if I find my notes from Rev Leichter's Vadim, we could talk about Menuchas and Nefesh. They certainly haven't had very much in America. Maybe on the mirror buses, but it's taking the curiosity, saying, what am I really curious about? Versus, Yatza Schar v'Efseido, Efseido v'Scharo. Maybe if I look that way, I'm going to see something that I don't want to see, and my curiosity is not all that important to me. Eitza number one. Also involved in that is going a different route, if that's possible. If there's a way to go, my brother-in-law, it became known, not because he said it, but that whenever he would go by JFK, there was billboards that he didn't want to see, and he would enter JFK and then come out afterwards. I never did it myself. It was too much. But sometimes there's an option. If you could be a kadosh in a way, do something between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that nobody knows about, just so you won't see it. I think they talk to change that billboard, so on the way home tonight, going on the 878. Number two. So this is our forced Eitza. Be a tzura of an Adam Asu. Like we have what to do. We're not people who are Yoshevei Kronos that we just go out and say, I'm an open target for anything that's going to happen out here. I have what to do. I'm busy. And he says from the Rambam, I'm not sure where this Rambam is, Adam Nikar Mitoch Halichaso. I always felt that you could tell somebody at the Kiddush on Shabbos, the way they ask you to pass something, what their real ratzon is at that Kiddush, whether it's the Dvar Torah that's going to be said, or assuming it's a sit-down Kiddush with the Dvar Torah. But here he says, a person you could see by the way they walk. Is this, Rabbi Forrest this morning? Anyone who saw Rabbi Forrest, he's on the move. Anybody who sees any of the tzaddikim we said before, they have a certain tzura which we could have a little bit of, at least now during June's month. It's Gavaldi. From here to Mas, to Mor, Reuben, back and forth, and with a real tzura of, I don't need to know what's going on. Zach said a Gavaldi quote from Rav Nissen Kaplan, which is, Nunu, I think I remember it, but.
The first looks on Hashem, the second looks on you. Or if you could say that.
Because there's.
I heard from the Rav Moshe Zvi, I'm serious.
okay.
Perfect.
To make yourself a sample.
Re'ia versus istaklus. We all see things that we don't want to see. That's the world. Unless we're one of the, you know, we have a tunnel. But are we mistakel? And there's a very frum yetzahara, which a lot of times you say, like, was that us? Or, like, should I not see that? And then we double check. You know? And then, boom, you know? I realize, anytime I'm, like, you know, looking at the Mar Makomos for these chaburas and, like, testing it out on the around, it's like I heard a voice. It's like, oh, what, you know, was that so-and-so's voice? Was that so, you know, I mean, I'm in the streets, and it's like, it doesn't really matter. And once we're aware that, and even if we do look, so we look, but then, I'm not sure, you know, maybe I can, but it's Roy Lahachmir. And finally, if the Yetzirah gets us, and we taka messed up, and we saw we couldn't for whatever reason, you know, we knew that it was going to happen, and I went to this aquarium, and everything that you could imagine was at this aquarium was there, and I'm still not thrilled about it. But the emes, Aliva, the emes, the Yetzirah Tov wants us to move on, forget it, change the picture, go to a different film. It doesn't exist anymore. The Yetzirah tells us, no, get down a batter of Tzimar. Says the Yetzirah is not as interested in the Avera as he is in the Yerida that's going to come after the Avera. I'm so bad with Shmir Zenayim, and where have I gotten, and so many times that I failed, and all that is Atzas Yetzirah. So Hachana, before we go out into the streets, Tzura of somebody who's not interested in the whole world, not so curious, not looking a second time, which is certainly within our realm of possibility, not thinking back to the times that we fell, but thinking to the halig times ahead. And in the long run, he says, because this is very not pashut, he says, in the long run, it goes like this. He says, Tzarech lehosif kan nekuda nechutza. Very important point. Ki ha'kalu mekevan she'aseicha v'ahergesh him shtei ma'arachos shonos. Or we just talk a lot of inyanim of the seichel, why it makes a lot of sense. Every single one of us sitting now in the Holy Beis Medrash, going out into the street, makes a lot of sense that we're not interested in other things if we have Torah Hashem, Hari Neinu Masorah Seichel, all these things. But that's not what we're battling here. Regesh and seichel are feeling what draws us to it, the Mashiach. He says, him shtei ma'arachos shonos, two different parshas. You cannot possibly be kona the right feeling with your mind. The only way to work on the feeling and the meshicha is to get used to it and just keep pushing ourselves again and again in hergel. It says with curiosity. You can't walk out now and not be curious. But if a person works on it a little bit each time, like any Indian that we're working on, it says Tafkid Asecha La Over Haratzon. Once we get the Ratzon going a little bit, Velimto Tachbulos L'Chavin L'Hadrich. To think, maybe one walk a day after Mariv, it's much quieter outside. That's the one time I don't need to be curious. There's nothing anyway. To say that during the middle of the day when there's so much going on, I'm not going to be as curious. I'm not going to look around. I'm going to be sure man. But to be one of the Heilige Tzadikim from the walk after Marv to that's within our realm. By Helga Nikolai Desha Adam Davuk Matar Levata Sakronos, you're into the idea, you know it, Besechel, and you're just going to keep pushing. Yagas and Pam Acheres Pam, another time, and then a person could get used to it. Two last mice about getting used to it. This. Vad from Rav Leichter, so he spoke about the Altar of Kelm. There's a picture of the Altar of Kelm with his Talmidim. It's pretty well known, and he is looking straight on. And it says here in the Kuntres that, so Rav Leichter said that was a Menuchas HaNefesh thing, that he would never need to look anywhere else. He had totally gotten it into himself that I have what I need, and I need what I have, and you look straight. Most of the Sfarim bring it as like a Shmir Seinayim thing, that he wouldn't look aside. But it says that the doctors began to wonder maybe there was something wrong with his eye sockets, because he was so used to just looking straight, and something on the side, he was just totally focused, and he got himself used to it, and ad kedei kach, they thought that he was stuck like that. And an even better maisa for us from Rav Moshe Feinstein, it says here, inside, somebody came to Rav Moshe and said, am I allowed to go down a certain path? Because maybe there's another way to go, and I know that there is stumbling blocks, Baruchni is there, so maybe it's also to go this way. Ubesoch Dvarav, and while they were schmoozing, Nizkar, it came up, Shagam Rav Moshe Atzmo Over Sham Yom Yom Mibesel Beis Medrash. That Moshe Feinstein walked that exact way every day to the Beis Medrash. V'shol Al Mahu Mistalach. So he says, so he asks, you know, Kvod HaRav, what is the Rav Somech on to walk in that way? So Moshe was shocked, and he says, what are you talking about? There's Surah there. I never saw something Asur there in my life. Because the Vart is that there's the street outside, but there's also the street that we make. We could make it into a street that doesn't have Ri'ya Asura. Could be in the exact same makom as other people, as hopefully maybe a little bit at this aquarium. There was a little bit of a Derech Mahadrid, not the lowly day Nisayon. We don't want to be in these places. But there's most of this is not totally Bagavra, because most of this is the outside world. But I think what we're over here is that we can be Makshir the Gavra a little bit to make it into a different world, make it into his own different world. And then, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to be Zocha, we're going to be ready to look with clean eyes. V'sechazena inenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'racham v'inenu sirena machusecha b'karev mamesh.
Amen.